Chapter 2. The Garden of Live Flowers.
I should see the garden far better,
said Alice to herself,
if I could get to the top of that hill. And here's a path that leads straight to it. At least, no, it doesn't do that.
After going a few yards along the path and turning several sharp corners.
But I suppose it will at last. But how curiously it twists. It's more like a corkscrew than a path. Well, this turn goes to the hill, I suppose. No, it doesn't. This goes straight back to the house. Oh, well then, I'll try it the other way.
And so she did, wandering up and down and trying turn after turn, but always coming back to the house, do what she would. Indeed, once, when she turned a corner rather more quickly than usual, she ran against it before she could stop herself.
It's no use talking about it,
Alice said, looking up at the house and pretending it was arguing with her.
I'm not going in again yet. I know I should have to get through the looking glass again, back into the old room, and there'd be an end of all my adventures.
So, resolutely turning her back upon the house, she set out once more down the path, determined to keep straight on till she got to the hill. For a few minutes all went on well, and she was just saying,
I really shall do it this time,
when the path gave a sudden twist and shook itself, as she described it afterwards, and the next moment she found herself actually walking in at the door.
Oh, it's too bad,
she cried.
I never saw such a house for getting in the way. Never!
However, there was the hill full in sight, so there was nothing to be done but start again. This time she came upon a large flower bed with a border of daisies and a willow tree growing in the middle.
Oh, tiger lily,
said Alice, addressing herself to one that was waving gracefully about in the wind.
I wish you could talk.
We can talk,
said the tiger lily,
when there's anybody worth talking to.
Alice was so astonished that she couldn't speak for a minute. It quite seemed to take her breath away. At length, as the tiger lily only went on waving about, she spoke again, in a timid voice, almost in a whisper.
And can all the flowers talk?
As well as you can,
said the tiger lily.
And a great deal louder.
It isn't manners for us to begin, you know,
said the rose.
And I really was wondering when you'd speak. Said I to myself, her face has got some sense in it, though it's not a clever one. Still, you're the right colour, and that goes a long way.
I don't care about the colour,
the tiger lily remarked.
If only her petals curled up a little more, she'd be all right.
Alice didn't like being criticised, so she began asking questions.
Aren't you sometimes frightened at being planted out here, with nobody to take care of you?
There's the tree in the middle,
said the rose.
What else is it good for?
But what could it do if any danger came?
Alice asked.
It could bark,
said the rose.
It says bow wow,
cried a daisy.
That's why its branches are called boughs. Didn't you know that?
Cried another daisy, and here they all began shouting together till the air seemed quite full of little shrill voices.
Don't you understand?
Every one of you,
cried the tiger lily, waving itself passionately from side to side and trembling with excitement.
They know I can't get at them,
it panted, bending its quivering head towards Alice.
Or they wouldn't dare to do it.
Never mind,
Alice said in a soothing tone, and stooping down to the daisies who were just beginning again, she whispered,
if you don't hold your tongues, I'll pick you.